Hi, I'm Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, entertainment, and fun celebrity secrets.
Hello, and welcome to each and every one of you. I'm your host, Janet Shield Scott, and our very special guest today is the singer Rosalie. Rosalie is a Las Vegas native. She was discovered by the legendary David Foster, legendary record producer David Foster, not just any David Foster, and that's a heavy hitter. Welcome, Rosalie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Janet.
Yes, and thanks for joining us here on Janet Fit Beauty Style, a Janet Shield Scott podcast. Now, what was it like to be discovered by David Foster, and how did that happen?
You know, that was an amazing experience. He was looking for talent to be featured in his David Foster Friends show that he has brought to many cities all over the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he was asking for singers and artists to send in their audition tapes, and I did so, and he chose me to sing with him at in San Jose.
Wow, that's fascinating because, I mean, this guy has worked with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chaka Khan, Madonna, Dolly Parton, Michael Jackson, and has been responsible for the soundtrack of The Bodyguard and Urban Cowboy. And now you, Rosalie, how do you feel about that?
You know, it's an honor. I mean, you know, like you said, he is a legend. And just to, you know, have that opportunity to be on stage with him and, you know, work with him in that capacity and his band, especially, it was, I feel completely honored and fortunate.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that about the band, because as I listened to the music, I noticed that it seemed that you seemed to be working with live musicians. Was that so?
Yeah, you know, my album, I wanted to give it more of that live organic feel. I wanted it to feel like it was, you know, human and breathing. So
yeah,
I chose to go that route.
Yeah, that's so unusual. And then your first single out, was that Just My Thing with featuring Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
And so how was it working with Snoop Dogg?
First of all, I mean, you know, we're talking about another legend here. You know, I grew
right
up listening to his music. So, you know, when he offered to, put his, you know, 8 bars or 16 bars on the track, that was a blessing, honestly. I mean, I'm like, wow, that's, you know, he's validating me.
Right.
The experience was great. He was working in the studio that I was cutting my album in at the time in Las Vegas. And, I think he was doing some stuff with Charlie Wilson. And then he had, a couple other of his own projects that he was working on. And he happened to hear some of my stuff in the process. And he, you know, spoke to my producer and he said, you know, maybe you could let me lay, you know, some tracks on that one of these days. So,
okay. And
that
well,
was,
yeah, go ahead.
So, mm-hmm. I was just going to say that was incredible. I can't say no.
Yeah, starting out the box, I mean, you have worked with some great people, David Foster, Snoop Dogg, and who else have you gotten a chance to work with?
You know, the musicians on my album, you know, they've, like the guitar player that's on my album has worked with Stevie Wonder, and, you know, the bass player and the drummer also, they've worked with Gladys Knight, and then I've got the horn players from the dance band, and so, you know, just to have those caliber musicians on you know, the album with me is you know, also a blessing.
Well, how long have you been in the music industry or worked striving to be able to do something like this?
You know, I've been doing music for quite a bit. I've toured with other artists, and you know, the past couple of years, I actually started working on my album. It was, you know, my love project, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't spare any expense and, you know, wanted to do it right, didn't want to rush the creative process. So, you know, aside from going on tour with other artists, I decided to focus on me.
Okay, who have you worked with, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, gosh, I've worked in so many different genres, and, you know, I toured with an indie singer-songwriter all through Europe, and, you know, and then I also did a lot of work in the studio as well, quite a bit, you know, across all genres.
Okay, so for those that are working on different projects, what inspiration could you give to them, and maybe they want to give up and they don't feel like it's going to work out? What kind of inspiration would you give to them to keep moving forward?
You know, right when you feel that you have, you know, that you want to give up, I mean, something amazing happens, you know? I mean, we can sometimes get discouraged and, you know, you feel like, oh, you know, I've got my head up against the wall and I don't know where to go, but, you know, just keep pushing through, keep believing in yourself, don't give up, work hard, and it'll come.
Okay, and now let's go on to move on to some of your singles. You have one out, What I Do, is that?
Yes, yeah, okay. We just released that one about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I like that. I was grooving to that, dancing on the floor, I'll make you feel all right. Well, I was feeling all right, I'm grooving to that song.
Oh, good, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
And then Completely, that's another good one. I like that one, and also your publicist Mary Moore said that was one of her favorites as well.
Yeah. You know, Completely is actually an unreleased song from the unreleased album. You know, hopefully we'll have that out at the top of the next year. So that's something you know, that I can look forward to. But yeah, I mean, I can't wait to, you know, get all of the singles out and the album out and share it with the world.
And then
I'm very proud of it.
So right now you're sharing the video with the song okay, so that's on Vivo? Because I'm on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on Vivo by YouTube. And
yeah, and now in that video, who came up with your look and the concept of the video? You have all the makeup and the costume.
You know, I had a great team of people. My director was amazing. I handpicked him from L.A. His name is David Henry Gerson. And, you know, it's interesting the process that you go through. You know, we flew him out to Vegas, and, you know, he sat down with me and just kind of picked apart, you know, how I feel about the world, and he conceptualized it and, you know, came up with all those images. So, you know, the crazy makeup, I mean, you know, I had an amazing makeup and hairstylist, and then also, you know, the costuming. I mean, my stylist was incredible. She handmade that dress, you know, where I look like a geisha doll. And you know, the symbolism with that is that, you know, I'm this, you know, because of my Filipino heritage, I'm half Filipina. You know, I was dressed up as, you know, this big Asian princess in this lonely, you know, empty mansion. There's something very eerie about that. And, you know, it just goes through, and you know, as I see all the ugliness in the world, you know, everything starts destructing around me. So you kind of see me smearing my makeup, and you know, it's very artistic. But you know, and then at the end of the video, it shows me more and more like my normal self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it has,
so
it has a nice beat to it. Also, I like that one as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so with all that makeup, how long did it take for the process of the makeup and getting that done before you could do the shoot, or did you have to shoot and redo the makeup?
that would be a long time. That probably would have taken a week, but all in all, we streamlined it into 2 days.
But once
once
you started the makeup process, because I once did the special effects makeup for the Phantom of the Opera, and I know took us sometimes 2 hours to do the makeup. Now I think he just wears a mask. So how long, once they started the process, how long did it take for them to do that makeup on you?
Well, the geisha doll look, that took about 3 hours.
Wow. Okay.
And then, yeah, so that look was actually shot in that first day. So, you know, as soon as we were done shooting all the angles, then, you know, I was able to smear it off. And you know, thank God we didn't have to put it back on because that would have been interesting.
Right.
And then the second day, you know, you see me as kind of like a warrior. And, you know, I mean, the hair alone took about 2 hours with that. I must have been in the chair for close to 4 hours for that look.
Wow. Well, let's focus on your skin care and how you take care of yourself because you're wearing all that makeup and then with your traveling.
Well, first of all, I think it comes from within. So, you know, I stay up on my vitamins. I take multivitamins, my fish oil. You know, I eat a lot of fresh veggies and lean proteins. And then aside from that, I always make sure that I wash my face at night and I like to put on a mud mask about twice a week just to kind of clear all the gunk out of my pores. And
yeah, because that makeup can get down in there and cause all kind of problems.
Yeah. You know, during the day, I mean, I go for more of like a tinted moisturizer just to keep it light when I'm not really in front of the camera.
Are you performing anywhere, or is that on your social handles? Maybe you'd like to share with us your social handles so that if you are performing somewhere, people know where to catch up with you and they can check your music out. Where can they do all that?
You can actually go to my website. It's rosaleemusic.com. That's rosalee music.com. And I have links to all my social media there. You can even view the video that we were talking about. And you know, there should be some links up on my iTunes as well. And, you know, as of yet, I don't have my tour date solidified, or my tour schedule solidified, I should say. But all that information will be available there as well once we have it locked in.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Rosalee, for joining us. And we're happy that you could be here, and I love your music, and hopefully others that will go onto your social media handles will be able to enjoy your music just as I have. And also, you know what? I was thinking to myself that you reminded me a little bit of Tina Marie. Did anybody ever tell you that?
since I completed the album, everyone's telling me that, and it's so interesting because I just started like really, really getting into her music. I was familiar with a couple of her hits back in the day, but yeah, I've been getting that a lot, and I'm like, well, I gotta check out some more of her music, and I can hear it.
Isn't she fabulous?
She is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one day you could do a cover tune.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. All right, Rosalee, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Janet. I really appreciate your time. And you know, if you want me to chat with you some more, I'm always open.
Rosalee, peace and blessings to you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, your beauty, entertainment, and lifestyle expert talk guide. I'm Janet Shields Scott, columnist, radio, and TV host. You can like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. For more fun and informative, yes, and celebrity interviews, log on to the website JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. Remember to love, laugh, and live your life with style. We're going to let Rosalee's video song titled take us on out.
Hey, all I know, don't let life go. Do what you say. Hey, take a look around. It's going down. No time for games. I know everybody's there, but does anybody care? The sense is dying, people crying. I see it everywhere. I'm trying to compute.
Stuart Reed Law Group takes care of all your legal needs. Affordable rates for business law, family law, real estate law, probate court, bankruptcy, wills and trust. Log on to stuartreedlaw.com or call 818-264-4888. That's 818-264-4888.